Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Creation Lightship radio show. The day today is October 26, 2016. Today is Wednesday. And let's do some clearing here. So let's clear the date for today. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's energize the light beam so that you can have some peace energy coming into your room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, we're bringing some males stronger here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's release from a situation that you're dealing with, maybe pain or emotional problems or something. So I'll count to 10 to release that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so this is my first live show after the expo in New York, the New Life Expo. And had a lot of battles going on with the aliens coming over here to New York and also during the expo. So I think we have something from Ed that he wrote up, Mr. Oxygen, and he'll be putting some more information together possibly tomorrow and posting it tomorrow on Rumor Mill News if you want to check into that. So I'll turn it over to Michelle. Are you there, Michelle?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Creation Lightship on Wednesday night. I'm sure we're all really excited to hear about different things that occurred this weekend. So I'm just going to read real quick, Ron, what Ed has written, and I believe this is published somewhere, but let me just read it first. Okay. It says, CLS report, it was done on 10/25, invisible alien and sovereign time-traveling soldiers' battles continue in our dimension and timeline. I have been reporting on the repelled alien Galactic Federation Earth invasion triggered by the second presidential debate threat to prosecute Hillary. I know, Ron, that you had mentioned that that's when it started. This past weekend, I spent 4 days in New York City with Ron Amatron at the New Life Expo. As he predicted, the GF aliens have been soundly beaten on their artificial Mars timelines in their bases around vortexes connected to Earth and in their destroyed underground Earth bases. The mop-up of strangler groups is intense and continues as more and more of their ships are destroyed. Starting at 1 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning, the battle centered around Ron in New York City. Turns out, as he is responsible for the welfare of our soldiers' resurrections as needed, he is a valuable target. So the battles are concentrating near his locations. The battle peaked at 2:40 a.m. Invisible trans-dimensional aliens were popping out of New York building windows and on the New York streets in fervent battle with our soldiers. Debris and other leftover remnants piled up. The light adapts as needed, like producing as many light ships as needed for each battle. As source, it can create anything needed to defend its light creations. All soldiers are trained in the future to handle all technologies and weaponry, then brought back here now to use them. This latest threat required new equipment. As part of the modifications made in the lightship defense fleet, the lightship commander, Ron, has a new ship with thicker light armor and more powerful weaponry. He calls the new weapon a Big Bertha cannon, and the ship is more purposed for battle than healing, with its viewpoint measuring 100 miles wide. The light cannon emits an enormous beam when it drops it into a dimension. There are no battles outside of time and dimension, so the light ships have to densify to fire into our dimensions, and any ship here cannot fire out of the hologram and above the dimension. Okay. That's all he has right now. I believe there is a second article or something longer. I'm not sure, Ron, if you have anything to say about that.
Yeah, there'll be another one coming out, like I said, tomorrow. So you may want to check Rumorville News, maybe afternoon or something. It'll be posted there. So the current thing is that we're, after this, what happened was this is basically battles not only here but elsewhere on the planet. I'm only tuned into what we're doing here where I am in my location, but we went and took out Jupiter that had the octopus energies on it. And remember, this is on the timeline that you probably can't see, and it could also be on this timeline. So if you happen to have a telescope and you're looking at Jupiter, it might just be another hologram that could be in place. But I'm mainly talking about the timelines that they came in on. So naturally, we're researching and looking for aliens on other timelines, too, as they do their copy and pasting. But Jupiter was taken out. There's also a planet that was somehow behind the sun that you could never see. And I don't know what kind of beings were there, but that was taken out also. That was, you know, doing stuff here also. So what happened was today, I guess, let me think here. The days are all kind of jumbled up a little bit for me, doing too much, yeah, actually, you know, at one time. But I think it was last night the aliens, or this morning, the aliens wanted to do a truce. So they came to like a round table, and there was 16 alien races. And they could have been responsible for more than just one race if, you know, the figureheads coming wanting to have a truce because they were losing. And I sort of gave them the finger, and from then we went after all of them. So what we're doing, in a sense, is an alien genocide. We're getting all the races that were involved here and hunting them down to terminate all of them if we possibly can in darkness, because we don't want them coming back ever again here. The only way to do that is to get rid of them. So that's where we are now. We're out battling continuously in the Beyondo. And we're in the way beyond, because my look, it's quite a ways out there. Looks like a dot. And what happened here in the morning, it started about 1 o'clock on Sunday morning, so that's just after midnight from Saturday to Sunday. And all of a sudden, we had to actually come and get off of our ships and, in a sense, to you know, battles, you know, I guess hand-to-hand combat with the aliens. And since the hotel that I was in was across from Penn Station, all these aliens were flying out of Penn Station. Probably they had vortexes there that they could come out of, and maybe other tunnels and stuff. Imagine Penn Station is kind of a mystery. They talk about things that are way underneath there anyway. But anyway, they were coming out, and we had to get on the streets, and they were in different buildings out of windows and stuff. And the debris that we had here and probably even across the planet was about 3 to 4 foot high with just alien body parts, residues, ship stuff. So if you had a hard time sleeping maybe over last weekend, maybe up to now, going to bed at night and kind of feeling restless, remember your body knows, but your mind may not have any clue of what's going on. And maybe your sensory body doesn't even pick it up. But your physical body does know something is happening. So if you have lost sleep and had difficulties going to sleep, that's the reason. You may even see aliens being chased by the time-traveling soldiers as you're maybe just daydreaming or something, or looking at something, and you see a flash or something go in front of your eyes. So that's happening. I don't know how complete we are with the stuff on the surface here and around the planet or stuff coming in here. It feels like we're pretty much done. So I could probably say we're probably at least 85% done with what's happening here. But the main fight now is to terminate the, I guess, the homesteads of the aliens where they're populated. You just get rid of them because they all have the same mindset of, you start understanding how aliens work. They all have a mass mind consciousness of their own group. And so if one's infected, they're all infected. And that's just the way it works. So we don't need them to come back here again and do promises that they're going to be good for, you know, 50 years or so, and then come back and do a double bath on us. So the aliens are off, are not going to come back here again, the ones we can find anyway. I'm still working on the ship clouds. That's just outside our dimension. And also the alien faces that you might find in the clouds. So there's still some hanging around. So we're working with those. So hopefully they'll be gone at some point. Any questions, Michelle? And anybody sending anything in? If you want to ask some questions, go ahead. Now's the time because it's hot off the press here.
Yes, you're still having recall of what's going on. So I just have to say I'm very glad to hear that you, quote-unquote, gave them the finger, because I can't imagine that they would keep their promise or be good. So good job. Very good. And we don't have any questions yet, but people are definitely welcome to please, yes, write in. Tonight is a great night to get some good information about what occurred this last weekend. I know I definitely did feel sleep issues, so I believe that's where I came from. And because Ron was so busy this past weekend doing the conference and everything else going on, the special 8-hour Sunday intensive healing call is going to continue on the 30th. So that's this Sunday, because last Sunday we skipped that week. Okay. So we do have some things coming in. All right. Somebody says, I actually did see a black alien reach around into my room and saw his hand come into my door and try to open it. Wow. So hopefully somebody got that one.
Yeah, very interesting.
Interesting.
And what I will say, too, is that with this the alien fallout from the skies, it is landing here. And it's possible that you may have, like, blotches on your skin or a little rash or something, where maybe some of this residue might even be poison. Maybe their blood hits you or something, and it's radioactive or something, or, you know, acid. So if you have any rashes on your body, you know, just wash it. It'll probably go away, you know, if you notice that, because that can happen. I've had people at the expo say they had some stuff happening like that, where they woke up and they had some size of a dime, you know, marks on their body. And that's from the either the alien ships or the body parts of the aliens falling on them. So, anyway, we're doing the cleanup now. The cleanup is probably, it'll be probably completed by tomorrow. I'd say it's probably 90% complete right now, 95%. So we're taking everything off the planet. That would be the alien waste products and everything else. And if you have rain in your area, or even if you have hail, you'll probably smell the aliens. You'll probably smell the metallic metals and things in the hail. So if you happen to have hail, take note of that maybe. Maybe you don't want to get near it, but it will probably smell of alien ships and maybe smell metallic. Like, back to you.
Oh, interesting. So I guess that makes me wonder, are all aliens have a metallic chemical makeup?
Well, the ships do. When we took one out probably about maybe 5 years ago here in October, was hailing out, and the balls of hail were about maybe inch or two-inch diameter in New York coming down, and they were metallic smelling. And that's because, you know, as the water falls down, it collects the residue. So who knows? Maybe if you have snow, maybe it won't be white snow anymore for a while. I don't know. But back to you.
Yes, maybe it'll have a silver hue to it. It is raining where I am, and it's been extremely gloomy, like a weird buoy, just the past day and a half. Okay, so one of our listeners has a question. It says, how are these alien fights affecting the humans that are working with the aliens on the planet?
I would think that, I don't know. I know that they may be sending transmissions to the people if they're a cloned replica of a person that lived a while back, we'll say. So they may be losing their program data. You're probably going to see changes happening instantly as people begin to have more free will. So you could have people that were controlled by the alien and they were afraid to budge and maybe do the right thing, and all of a sudden they may have, they may be doing the right thing, and or I won't say they're going to have disclosure, but they may feel free to talk about things, or I wouldn't say do the right thing. As far as ones that had alien programs, I'm sure a lot of that's been taken away, so people might act strange, act different. Maybe they may start drooling and stuttering and stuff because they don't have enough data in the data banks. I haven't investigated the underground yet too much with the tunnels that are here. That might be a different agenda. I don't know, but I haven't focused on that just from the Beyondo. When we're doing the battle at 1 o'clock on Saturday, I think, you know, it was pretty intense. And then all of a sudden at 2:40 in the morning, remember I had the expo the next day. And I probably got to sleep about maybe 4 o'clock or something. So it's kind of rough doing expos when you don't sleep much. But anyway, the energies of when you're doing the battles is just very, very intense. It tastes like almost everything out of you because you're, at least for myself, because I'm looking for soldiers that have been injured, killed, blown apart, or whatever, and I got to put them back together again, plus battle, then I'm also out on point. So I'm the first thing that they see, and then the time-traveling soldiers are normally just behind me to also take them out. So that's that situation. But, yeah, I think that ended about 4 o'clock. But at 2:40, you know, if you happen to be awake, which you probably weren't, this is New York time, you know, all of a sudden there was like a calm. Everything was taken down. So, and then we had some mop-up work to do and stuff, checking alien bodies to see if they're wiggling or not. But aside from that, not doing too bad now. Still a little tired, but anyway, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, another listener wrote, I woke up Sunday night feeling afraid but not sure why, and now I know. And then another person wrote, I couldn't fall asleep Monday. Felt like I had had too much caffeine, but I hadn't had any.
Yep.
So it just must be like energy they feel through their body. Keeps people awake. I know what it feels like. So I wonder, like, when you're saying this, but let's say a person is in the night and they did fall asleep in the past couple nights, and they're still seeing their parallel lives, why wouldn't they see battles that are actually happening?
It just depends where they're focused at. People may not see the battles.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, in the invisible, but, you know, maybe there's people out there who actually had a glimpse of something. But the main thing is, you know, if you're not sleeping well, or you're fully awake, it's because there's stuff going on around you. Just know that. So put on one of the clearings, one of the alien clearings or something. Bring up a light beam on your monitor screen and, you know, do something. Maybe the alien attack page. I don't know. Whatever seems to work for you. The gray skies are good now on the Earth Protect clearing. And also notice how the moon looks, how the clouds look, and how the sun is in the morning when you wake up. Is it in the same location that it used to be, or is it moved over? You know, remember, they have to make a new hologram for us because a lot of the old ones were destroyed the ones that we were using because of, you know, the battles. So back to you.
So a lot of these races that we got, you know, a couple months ago, well, many months ago, I believe in April now, you got rid of the old regime, and then a new bunch of races came in, and we're getting rid of them.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like I said, that the whole thing started, you know, with the comment that Trump made on his second appearance to the public about Hillary, you know. So that's something that happened about a couple hours after that. And from then to now, it is still going on. And, you know, I don't think there's, I can't say that for sure, but I don't think there's going to be much happening coming in here any longer. You know, unless they come from a whole different area or they have some other trick they can do, but ones that came in are now being hunted down because they basically lost. And so we're you know, going back on them now to where they came from. And they did lose. Not that they basically lost. They did lose. So the light took them out, and now we're looking for more of them to get rid of them. I don't know, you know, how far their networking is out there, whether they're going to bring some other ones in here or not to try to battle us, you know. So, you know, this doesn't matter at this point. You know, we're here to help out. So, and there's enough soldiers already in reserve to take them on anyway. So, plus they can jump, you know, instantly to our location here, we'll say, if they're way in the Biondo to battle. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. Another listener wrote, yes, thank you. I have been having a lot of situations happening where I have had to fight, very intense, and I believe it is getting a lot better in comparison. Thank you, CLS, and to all of us. You're welcome. It is wonderful. This is very good news. So let me, I've gotten a lot in, so let me read a couple of these here. Okay, very little sleep the last 4 days. I died in a dream, too. Today, I could not hardly move my arm, think I died again. Did now increase my life force energy for a long time. Good. That's very good. Okay. So what that listener was saying, just if there's anyone new, what he was saying is that when you say to yourself over and over again, I now increase my life force energy, your energy will increase. Actually, you will feel like you've had a nice cold drink. Okay. Another listener wrote, metallic taste. Can Ron please do a clearing for the intense metallic taste in my mouth since Sunday and Monday? You just described the likely cause.
Okay, here we go. So this will get rid of the residue. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if that helps you. Not send another email to us here right now. We have about 15 minutes. Okay, back again.
Okay, all right. Another person wrote, in Southern California, I saw red lightning and orange lightning. Last Saturday, we were heavily chemtrailed. Then it rained for 2 days. The clouds have been very weird. And then they say, so, it's looking good for humanity now? Question. What do you think?
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know what to say about chemtrails, you know, but I know the clouds are really weird looking. So what you're looking at is the breakup of the timelines, and the clouds are kind of like sitting there, kind of weird looking. So anyway, look for faces in the clouds, too, if you want to. But the clouds do look really different than what they used to, you know.
Yeah.
So back to you.
They're always, like, straight lines and wispy. They don't look soft and fluffy anymore like they used to 20, 30 years ago. Oh, okay. So another person says, and what about all the hybrids on the planet, the half aliens? Are they leaving too?
Are they leaving too? I don't know. It depends how they're controlled, okay? So that'd be half human, half alien, and it depends if the alien has any control mechanisms in that particular energy. And if they were being controlled or programmed and we took out the aliens doing that, they may be acting kind of strange. And, you know, I don't know what to say on that. You know, don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it would be interesting because they would be, to us, they would be people, right? They would look like people in general.
Yeah, and it depends how their energy system is and if they're being run with programs. So I guess we'll know more in about a month as things start to settle down here.
Yep. Okay, so we have a question. If aliens have no hope, then is it still necessary to run the Help Enslaved Aliens clearings if they can't go back home?
Well, there are aliens here that would like to leave, and there could be some hiding out. So, yeah, it would still be good to do, and hopefully there'd be less of them naturally. And, yeah, I would still run it.
Okay. Good. Very good. I believe all of our listeners do have a version of that, and there's also ones available on YouTube. Okay. So, I'm just seeing if there's anything more right now about that. There's one more. Okay, alien fallout clearing protocol. Been experiencing a fallout around here, thick gray haze, fragmented clouds, and clouds with body parts. I put up these clearings, and they are making a huge difference. I wrote aliens gone after my name in these clearings. The black mist, environmental imbalance timeline crash, alien oxygen code, Earth protect timeline crash, alien holographic reality, satellite timeline crash, green mist goo removal, and gray skies. And all of those are free on Ron's website. So this person is mentioning again that they wrote aliens gone after their name in all of those free clearings.
That sounds good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had what the aliens were doing, they were using the, this is what I probably cleared maybe a couple of days ago. Today's what, Wednesday? So I'm guessing that anyway. They were trying to take the grid lines. Remember, you have ley lines, which is natural, and the grid lines kind of are superimposed over them, plus there's more of them. So it's sort of like different sectors or quadrants. And they're trying to take these quadrants and remove that slice of the earth. Kind of like cutting a pie, into a bunch of little square pieces like postage stamps. And so they're trying to take each sector out, so we had to stop that too. So that was one of the things that we were doing. Because they wanted to abduct parts of the earth, so the earth kind of felt like it was like puzzle pieces, kind of not cemented in place. I felt that way, I think it was last night, because I still was completely put back together again anyway. So I must have taken a lot of hits, but that's sort of what the earth was going through also. So maybe that's connected with that energy, holding space for that. So we'll see if anybody kind of felt that way, like they were kind of like puzzle pieces, and they weren't close together, just kind of separated. And we'll just see what happens there. So back to you.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, they cannot have any part of this earth. This earth is a protected being of light. Is that correct, Ron, that this earth will be protected by the light?
it was created from light, and then it got taken over by the aliens, and now we're doing the opposite of that to get them out of here. So we're bringing more light to the planet. And somehow maybe this planet was one of the more recent, creations compared to other things that are more into the light. So that's probably why we're being hit so much here, because we're close to the edge of the light, and end of the light, and where the darkness begins, possibly. So that maybe there isn't a lot of light energy around us. That's how I can kind of assume, because of what we're going through. I know there's seven other planets that I'm on. This could be included in the seven, but I'm battling the aliens there too. And at times I have brought forth some of the beings that were fighting on other planets here to take out aliens also. So that's a whole different realm of experience. But anyway, and the aliens that are fighting with us are more like the dolphins and the whales and the birds and the bees. They're not really physical-looking beings like us, or monsters or anything like that. These are more gentle type of beings that are fighting with us, which would be aliens also. But they're probably just life forms that have been extinct on this planet for a long time, and they chose to come back to help. But as far as other aliens out there, we're battling the Galactic Federation and what they are. So, and those are basically how they come in here, because they have like a clearinghouse, and they have to come somewhere or know about something, and that hierarchy is what they have. So anyway, that's basically it. So those energies should be basically next to zero now. And I'm sure they're being watched continuously. So back to you.
Okay, so I believe what you're trying to relay, and you mentioned it earlier, is that it's what you're battling in general or have been is typically a humanoid form with two legs, two arms, and head. So, and then not what we would consider an animal form. Those are more on our side, helping us out.
I'd say 80% of them, yes. There are some ugly-looking critters, that would scare you to death if you saw them, that you'd see in horror movies or something, or in some of the alien movies, things like that. But I'd say 80% of them will look sort of humanoid, yes.
Yeah, like the bar scene in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Some of those creatures. But they're not that nice, and they don't play good jazz, so... Okay, another listener wrote, I had a metallic taste in my mouth, very heavy taste. Drinking water seems to help. Thank you so much for ridding us of the aliens. Woohoo!
Yes, you might even want to do, just for the heck of it, maybe do your object clearing and put water in there or something, and maybe clean your water out, possibly, if it is tasting a little bit funky or something. I don't know if you take water with you to work or not, but it might be a good idea just to do that. So you are getting, water that's going to be good for you, because you don't know where the water comes from that comes out of your tap, or drinking fountain at work or something. And it could be infected, with some of this stuff, possibly. I won't say that it is, but, it is a possibility. But we did a cleanup on it, but I can't say it's 100% cleaned up right now. We're going down to like the nanotechnologies and nanobots and stuff, because these life forms can divide, easily and still be here. So we're taking them out inside the planet and outside. So but that's probably, like I said, about 90% done right now. So back to you.
Oh, okay. We have a question. It seems that if you turn around inside, you can see if there are life forms inside to release.
If you turn around, yeah. Even in your room, if you turn around?
I think that they mean if you kind of look into yourself, are there life forms inside of us? Like maybe if we have aliens inside of us or shapeshifters? would those still need to be released? And if so, how would we do that?
Yeah, I would say people still have them inside of them. Yeah, they're probably hiding. Yeah, that could be true. Remember, they look for a host, so.
That's so a good would balance. You run
it? So I would say the answer is yes to that one. So could you have taken on hitchhikers since then? Afraid aliens or aliens that are wounded or something? Yeah, that's very possible. So I don't know what to tell you to do for a remedy yet. Maybe on another show we'll talk about that. Right now, I don't know.
Okay.
So back to you.
Is it possible for you to do a healing on us, or should we just run the alien release clearing?
You probably want to get on the alien attack page and get rid of aliens out of you or something like that. If somebody else has an idea, maybe you could write in, but you want to get it'd be more like a shapeshifter. You could look at that as having a shapeshifter in you. Because it would be an alien life form, so you want to get that out of you. So that's what I'd probably recommend doing. So back to you.
Okay. All right, we have another listener that wrote in. It says, thanks, Ron, for the update. Is this why I can't find my glasses now? They are not in the place I always keep them. I must be on a different timeline now. The last couple of days, I had the sensation that I was walking through water, although I wasn't. Like a lot of energetic debris or something along the ground.
Yep, you're walking in the alien stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And another listener wrote in a very interesting observation about, I guess it's, I'm not sure if it's grammar or semantics, but it says, on humanity, the word human and human and humanity is close to human entity. So I'm not sure if they mean that. That's interesting that, yes, a lot of us carry entities around. So doing entity clearing is always a good idea as well.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So you just mentioned something, and we had gotten an email about that. Somebody mentioned how they do their clearing on their beverages. Here it is. It says, daily medicinal drink. I use the beverage clearing and keep constant with the same activation using apple cider vinegar or a deluxe fruit smoothie and use the exact same clearing in the object activation on the exact same drink every day. It is very powerful to do it this way and yields incredible health benefits in the long run. Thank you, CLS.
Yep, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So does anybody have any ideas out there for how to clean your body out if you've taken in some alien residue? So we'll see what comes up there. So back to you.
Okay, great. So yeah, if anybody has any ideas, my first thought would be that since you mention metals, and then it's also mentioned every now and then by people who are wishing these chemtrails would go away eventually, and we know that once they're up in the air and then it rains, all that particles come down. So if we have nanotechnology metals in us. I know that if you drink cilantro has a way of pulling metals out of your body through your digestion, which is where they can accumulate. And I know I chop a bit up in like with coconut water, because then it tastes really good. It just looks kind of bright green. So cilantro is very useful. I don't know if anyone else has any other ideas. I know a lot of people that listen to CLS do a lot of good health stuff. So.
Yeah, but that may not help alien stuff, you know?
Right. So
it'd be good for physical metals here, but you're looking at alien metals and nano nanobites and things that could be in you. So I just that's why I said, if anybody has an idea, is there something on the alien attack page that would work? Because you want to clean out your body. So we'll see what somebody else says here. I'm sure we'll get somebody to that.
Somebody wrote in, alien poison waste and carcass clearing, which is one of your clearings, and we don't talk about it a lot. So they wrote, I have been using the alien poison waste and carcass clearing, and it is an excellent tool for cleaning out any kind of alien residue in the body. It is a packed clearing, many options, and an option for other. So you could add in there what you feel you needed.
Yeah, that's it. That would probably work great, yes.
That's a great one. Okay. Yeah, that is a good one. I haven't looked at it for a while, but yes, I definitely should. And then there is also the nanotechnology, which is amazing. Okay. I'm just looking for any other ideas. So, Ron, how do you feel that this week that you were received at the expo by the people that attended?
It was a very good expo. I enjoyed it. You know, I had a Strange Universe panel. I was on a UFO panel. Then I had other workshops plus two lectures, so it was very, very good. I enjoyed it. So for me, it was that the people were very receptive. So it was good.
And how did the panels go? I would like to know.
Yeah, the panels were good. The UFO panel was pretty good. The Strange Universe, I had a guy next to me that was kind of a talking head, and he didn't believe what I was talking about on Sunday morning. Anyway, I won't get into that at all. Anyway, one of these guys that regurgitates stuff. His name is Richard something. But anyway, aside from that, it was good. And had a wonderful MC. It was Alan Seinfeld, I think, is what it is. And he was very great, a very nice MC. And he allowed me to do the Mind to Heart drop and to have a minute silence after that for people. So they could actually really feel it. Normally, when I do that, they jerk the people back into reality within 10 seconds, you know, and they don't know where they are, but it was very good. So everything else went wonderful. And it was just a great expo. Saw one lady who had a hybrid in her, could feel that in her. I don't know what to say. I didn't tell her anything, but she had a hybrid, carrying one, so a baby. So I think it's probably, felt like it's probably maybe, you know, around a month and a half old. So she'll probably lose her stomach area a little bit, you know, and between now and probably a couple of weeks, only to get them within, you know, 1.5 to 2 months. So they'll beam her up again and take it out. And but anyway, you know, things like that happen. So back to you.
Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. Another person wrote in, this is a type of physical clearing, an excellent way to cleanse and toxify the body is to take a hot bath with Himalayan pink salt and Epsom salt. Activating it with a water activation would be even better.
Great. That's a good one. Good.
Okay. This is a great idea. Great clearing. It's the skin aura clearing. And here is what you can clear on that. And I'll just list what is in there. You can do the removal of skin connection points, removal of pore connection points, removal of bodily fluid connection points, removal of programs, removal of backup programs, removal of orbs, removal of alien parasites, removal of alien implants, removal of entities, removal of internal tunnels, and healing of insides and skin. And that one goes through, you can write in there so many different body parts and choices and all sorts of things. That one's really, that would be great for that one. Okay. Another person suggests the nano clearing. The nano clearing you created for us and put in the words alien waste and carcass. Maybe the natal bar clearing as well. Thank you again for all you are doing for the earth and humans and animals. It would be great if the bugs would go away with the other aliens. Yes, it would. Particularly the mosquitoes. So good. It's interesting. Oh, I know, Ron, what you were speaking about before, why you think they're coming here is that we might be on the edge of light, and we had spoken before about how insects and bugs are attracted to light. Like, we don't even get it. We're like, what's going on? But they really like that sort of thing, so. Okay. And this one says, in Europe, I was introduced to bioelectrical lymphatic drainage. Excellent cleanse for whole body. Okay. And then Ron also does have the toxic lymph clearing. And he has several different types of blood clearings. Let's see. One of them is the alien blood barcode, and then there's another one, the blood and circulatory clearing. Okay, so those are all great suggestions. So and I don't know.
Why don't we clear some aliens that could be in your room or hiding in you? So
okay.
Here we go. I'll count to 100. So this is the alien be gone clearing. So this is their way to get out of here. So I won't talk much more on that. I don't know if what will happen when they leave, but here we go. So we'll amp up your spirit to take them out of your body. So here we go. I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whoa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There could be some good aliens who want to get the heck out of Dodge here, you know? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. I want to leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So some of the aliens that we'll say are good aliens may not even be known by anybody. They could have been down, you know, way inside of the earth living, and they felt a ruckus going on, and they don't want to be here any longer. So that's what I mean by good aliens. So they're leaving. So we'll do one for alien ships that are stuck here or would like to leave also. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, here we go. So just did a large cleanup here for you people. Might want to send in something to us so we could, you know, to see what happened. Maybe your body shivered or you felt the air change in your room. Maybe you have more space in your room now. You never know. So back to you.
All right, great. Thank you, Ron. Always very helpful. Okay, so somebody wrote in, this is a little correction to what they had mentioned earlier. It said, in case people need to look it up, the clearing name is a little different than I first wrote in, It is alien poison, waste product, and carcass removal. So it starts out with alien poison, and then it says waste product and carcass removal. And I'm sure if you just type in alien poison, it will come up on the all listings list that Ron has on his website. So thank you, listener, for that clarification. And Ron, I just have one question about that particular healing. If we have been doing the Sunday calls, I don't know if this is a whole life healing that you can get with unlimited. I think it is.
But I haven't looked at it. It might be, but if you've been on the calls, you're being cleaned out anyway, so because you're still in quarantine continuously from when the call started. When we first started the 4-hour call, the next day was the 8-hour. So from that 8-hour call to our next, 8-hour call, which would be this week, this Sunday, then we start the next series of 8-hour calls. You'll be on the light ship for maybe, I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll just say typically 2 weeks. You'll still be on the light ship. Might be 1 or 2 weeks. I'll have to decide when we're doing the starting the 4-hour, but you will be on it until that time. So you're actually on it for a solid month, even though we don't have a call after Sunday. So back to you.
Okay, so if someone wants to purchase this one to do in between the times or to do extra, do they need to get just the unlimited if they've been doing the calls, or should they just buy the whole lifetime and then do the unlimited as well if they want to continue?
Yeah, it's always best if it is a whole lifetime, want to do the whole lifetime because it goes into your whole life. So, the unlimited is not going to help you too much if you have stuff in the past. The unlimited, if you did buy it by mistake, then that's only working with the current issue that you're having. And you could have, gazillion issues with that, but you're only clearing one. That's why you get the unlimited, to clear maybe one issue at a time. If, something happens to you on a certain day, you can go in and clear that. You stay current with your clearing, which would be the whole lifetime one. So that's the reason why we have two different clearings there. And if you have any questions about what you're feeling, maybe, tomorrow, or on Friday, we have our show on Friday night, too. We could answer some of your questions. But Ed should be posting on Rumor Mill News, RMN News, something tomorrow. I can't exactly say what time it'll be, but I would imagine it'll be before 3 o'clock Eastern time. So get on. You could probably get a little more information maybe than what we talked about tonight, but it'll probably be pretty similar, I think, but at least it'll be in text. So, looks like our show is about ready to end because we've got 2 minutes to go. So I'll just do the Mind to Heart drop. And if you have any questions, send them to clsquestions@yahoo. If you feel funky or if you have some weird-looking clouds, it's good to let people know what you're experiencing, what's out there, because people may see something and not realize it, and other people that write in could give you the answer that you're looking for. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop. So here we go. We're going to command our spirit out loud. So here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. Facilitate that. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Enjoy the evening. And if you're one of the time-traveling soldiers, you may feel yourself doing stuff out there in the beyond. Blessings. See you later, everyone. Thank you for listening. Bye.